News. Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling. For fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jevison Shaw. Free buses replacing a major train line in Sydney's southwest are undergoing their first major test during today's morning commute. The T3 line will be closed between Sydenham and Bankstown for 12 months while the network is upgraded to be compatible with Metro. Transport Minister Joe Halen says contractors will be held to that timeline but admits it could take longer.
They do want to be upfront with passengers that it could take longer. I don't want to see people along this line on a bus any longer than they need to be. We want to see metro services here in the Inner West and Canterbury Bankstown as soon as possible.
An attacker is on the run after knifing a man in the back in Sydney's CBD. Katie Fuller reports.
Emergency services were called to a light rail stop at Chinatown where a 22-year-old man was stabbed in the back. His attacker was seen running away from the station towards Darling Drive. Paramedics treated the victim before taking him to St Vincent's Hospital. Police are now searching for the suspect, describing him as a man aged between 40 and 50, about 170 centimetres tall, with a medium build, balding, dark hair and a short beard. Anyone with more information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers.
New data shows private health insurers aren't paying their fair share for public hospital beds. Insurers are charged at a rate of $892 per hospital bed per day, but many are only contributing around $474. Health Minister Ryan Park says the government will take further action if changes aren't made.
We've been having dialogue with our private health insurers and we've made it clear to them that the time is coming now that they need to make sure that they pay their way. Now, we don't necessarily want to go down a legislative path, but if we do need to introduce legislation, then we will.
Qantas engineers have walked off the job at major airports as they push for higher pay. Strike action is being ramped up at terminals until 9 o'clock. The union says it'll have a significant impact on flights, but Qantas insists contingency plans are in place. Australian Manufacturing Workers Union National Secretary Steve Murphy says workers want wages that keep pace with inflation.
We want 5% per year for the agreement, but we want 15% up front because inflation has gone up by 5% and 8% and 3%. But more importantly, it's these skilled workers that need to make sure that their wages keep up with not only the value of the work that they do, but the cost of living as well.
Overseas, Hezbollah says it's recovered the remains of its leader, Hassan Nasrallah, killed by an Israeli airstrike in southern Beirut. The BBC's Frank Gardner reports.
Hassan Nasrallah had a metaphorical target on his back from the moment he took over the leadership from his predecessor, Abbas Mousawi, himself assassinated by Israel in 1992. His whereabouts were supposed to be a closely guarded secret, known only to a tiny handful of his most trusted followers. But the events of the past fortnight have demonstrated just how deeply penetrated Hezbollah's security is by Israeli intelligence. Israel clearly has human informants on the ground in Lebanon, revealing not just the location of concealed weapons dumps, but the whereabouts of senior commanders.
And major floods and landslides have hit Nepal, killing at least 148 people. Residents say they jumped roof to roof to escape rising waters, which have flooded thousands of homes. More than 50 people are missing in the Himalayan nation after 2 days of intense rainfall.
Hope Sport.
Golf's President Cup has once again been won by Team USA at the Royal Montreal Golf Club in Canada. Australian Jason Day lost his singles match to Xander Schauffele 4-3, while Minwoo Lee finished all square with Wyndham Clark. And Australia has clinched a 3-2 series victory over England in the men's one-dayers in the UK. They've come up on top 49 runs in a rain-affected match in Bristol.
Hope weather.
A high chance of showers today, becoming less likely this afternoon. Winds south to southwesterly, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, turning south to southeasterly in the middle of the day, then becoming light in the evening. Heading to a top of 21 degrees in the city, 22 in the west. Right now it's 17 degrees in the city, 16 in the west. Partly cloudy tomorrow, getting up to 22 degrees. A shower or two on Wednesday, a top of 20. Partly cloudy on Thursday and a high of 21. That's the latest Hope News. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Colette Smart here, host of the Raising Teens podcast. This season, I'm tackling trending topics such as the role of grandparents with Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, resilience with Hugh Van Kylenberg, and helping teens heal from trauma with Dr. Joe Prendergast. Being a parent and being a teen have their own challenges. And here on Raising Teens, we want to provide support, encouragement, and hope for whatever you're facing. Find Raising Teens on your favorite podcast platform or on the Hope 103.2 app.
Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call Austip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. Austip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. Austip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at austiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
Huge delays through Mossman this morning. We have a van breakdown southbound Spit Road at Military Road, blocking off that right lane. Now we have delays all the way back through to the hill towards the Spit Bridge. The M5 motorway through Moorbank, watch out for a van breakdown on the westbound off-ramp through to Heathcote Road. A moment of peace in your car is just precious. Protect precious with GIO. Before buying insurance issued by GIO, read the PDS at gio.com.au. TMD also available. Station sponsor. I'm Monique Pavino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Oh my God. Can you believe they let us do this?
Oh, you're in for the best show.
Oh, Tiff!
Brendan, I need you to breathe. Yep, he's gone. Okay, guys.
Your mark's on.
Oh, Shania.
Debel.
All right, let's do this.
Hope Breakfast.
One, two, three, four.
With Brendan and Danny Bell.
The first Monday of the school holidays. How good is this? How good are holidays? Unless you're lost in exam prep. Sorry, guys. HSC students, you got this.
Yes, they do. Oh, the pressure. I'm like, the poor guys, they don't even have holidays. Talking to some guys last night, I'm like, why don't I finish your school? You're on holiday mode. They're like, no.
Nope.
We've got exams to go, Brendan. I'm like, oh, I'll just let myself out. Thanks so much.
Also, orange.
Yeah, the juice.
Yeah. It's orange day today.
Hey.
Yes, orange shirt day.
Do you remember when people painted their walls orange?
Oh, no. No, it's not a good... Like terracotta?
Terracotta. Stop. Terracotta feature walls. All the rage.
No, thanks.
No.
But up next, it's poll time, fam. What is worse, forgetting your anniversary or forgetting when the ceremony starts?
No.
One groom has committed this wedding day crime. We share what happened next.
Oh, no.
Wild.
I cannot wait to hear
absolutely
this one,
wild.
Because I doubt that it ended well. Here's Ed.
Waiting for the time to pass you by. Hope the winds of change will change your mind. I could give a thousand reasons why. And I know you. And you've got to make it on your own, but we don't have to grow up. We can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, we don't have to grow up underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that all you have to do is stay a minute. Just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second.
Thank you.
here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell and 1-300-40-2020. We actually want you to vote. We're doing a poll. You can call us, you can text us on 0448-40-2020. What's worse? A, forgetting your anniversary, so your wedding anniversary.
Yep.
Or B, forgetting when the wedding ceremony starts.
Oh, rookie error.
Right, because a husband-to-be on the day of the wedding texts his wife-to-be and says, what time's the wedding?
Stop it.
I'm sorry, what?
On her wedding day?
Here's what's wild is that you hear this age-old thought, like a funny conversation of, babe, you just have to turn up on the day.
Oh, totally.
Like the gals telling the guys.
I'll organize this. You just put your suit on and turn up with the boys.
Literally, just turn up. And then we laugh at this when it goes, wait, but what time was it? And so the comments, you know, like these stories, surely. I run to the comments. And people are saying, mine asked me if it was 2 p.m. or 4 p.m. because he was planning for 2 p.m.
Yeah.
But it was actually 4 p.m. And the wife goes, we were planning this for 13 months and you're now forgetting what time.
Stop it.
It's pretty funny. And another one said, my husband also did this. Like it sounded like many people were doing this. And so someone said, so we all have the same husband because they're all doing the same thing. But then flip the coin and people are like, that's a red flag. Like, come on.
No, maybe he just didn't get the invitation.
Oh. What?
If he had a physical invitation, then he'd know what time he needs to turn up.
Here's what's funny. One comment said, on my wedding day, my husband-to-be asked me to send the location, drop a pin.
No. Are you joking? Not sure if I've got the chapel right. Can you send me the location?
Well, this is what's showing that the groom, like the line that's next to the bride and groom aren't doing their job.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Are you joking? As if the guy, when you get married one day, you turn to your best man and go, wait, what time was it again? You're not going to text your wife-to-be who's getting ready, who's trying to be chill, who's trying to be relaxed, because she's organized the whole thing. Or maybe they organized the whole thing, but she's just trying to breathe. I know
you're having makeup touch-ups. They're like putting more hairspray in your hair.
Yeah, to hold it all up.
Sure you look beautiful, but I'm just wondering what time.
Sorry, which suit was I meant to wear? Stop. Can you imagine? Are you kidding? You don't know what you're wearing!
Oh, we'll just go crazy.
This is insane.
All right, 1-300-40-2020. What is worse?
Yes.
Forgetting your anniversary or forgetting when your wedding ceremony starts? Text us on 0448-40-2020.
Brendan, we say this every day.
Give us a call on 1-300-40-2020 and let us know why. Oh, this is a doozy.
I'm excited.
We need to get a poll going.
Exactly.
This is awesome. Tori Kelly here on Hope Breaky.
Standing. I don't wanna be the lonely one, picking petals when the party's over. No, it's not any fun, 'cause I'm fragile, and you I'm high.
Tori Kelly here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell, and 1-300-40-2020 for a poll.
Yes.
What's worse? A, forgetting your wedding anniversary, or B, forgetting when the wedding ceremony starts because a groomsman, you know, he was getting ready and went, oh, wait a minute, I'll just text my fiance and be like, what time is the ceremony?
Just confirming the time.
Just confirm. What is it? I don't even know. Really?
Is it 2 or 2:30?
But I was laughing with Brendan because I went, wait, we do joke, you know, when they're getting ready for the wedding and everything. It's like, hey, bro, you just have to turn up for the wedding because, you know, our sis has got it.
That's right.
It's like, well, he kind of took that in reality, you know?
Yeah. Well, Jason joins us this morning. And Jason, you get married in four weeks.
I am 4 weeks today, guys.
How many reminders do you now have in your phone about the time and where you need to be?
Yes, exactly.
I have no reminders.
Jason!
No, but he said he's...
We're here for you.
They've been organising it together, so he's very aware.
We are on top of it. I have our invitation on the fridge, so it's totally fine.
You were invited to your own wedding. I love that so much. Now,
so true. Oh, my gosh.
All right, Jason, what is worse, forgetting when the ceremony starts or forgetting your anniversary?
100% forgetting when the ceremony starts.
Okay. Please explain why you've picked that as being worse than the other.
I mean, if you guys are, like, if the couple are organising the whole wedding together and you forget the time of the wedding, it just goes to show that you're not really paying attention to each other. Especially when you're sharing those important details.
Yes.
And, like, it's such a big thing. I know it's a big thing for, you know, women who are about to get married, but for myself as well, it's the complete opposite. Like, I'm the bride in this situation, and I'm the one that's like, yeah, I'm
this.
Like, you cannot be late, okay? You cannot leave me standing there.
This is true.
You're there at 3:45 p.m.
You're going to be the guy that's on the altar waiting for your bride to arrive, and you're going to look at your watch and go,
well, I'm curious.
She's
Jason.
1 minute late.
I'm curious.
That's it.
What is the, you know, when are you fashionably late for the bride? What's your, like, okay, if you're late outside of this, that's it. I don't know what else to say. But what's, like, the gap? Is it like, okay, she can be 15 minutes late, she can be 30 minutes late, she could be an hour. Like, what's your, like, okay, I'm getting on the phone. What's happening?
I've given 15 minutes.
I've given 15 minutes?
Your 15-minute window.
Jason, it's her day. I mean, it's your day. But, you know, it's her day as well.
But it's just because we have, it's a tight schedule already.
Got you.
Like, we have so much planned and so much to cram in that short amount of time. So we're just like, you know, we need to make sure that everything just goes to plan.
Yeah,
I hear you. It's going really well.
Oh, we're so excited for
you. Good, good, good.
That's awesome. Love that.
Love that. I'm glad it's going well.
So one vote for forgetting the ceremony.
That's right. Hey, you get a text in from Frank who says, hi, guys. You know, guys suffer stress-related memory loss. They stress so much about forgetting something that they actually do.
Oh, that's fair. I've heard that.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, you freak out so much. Not freak out, but you overthink things. You stress over things, and suddenly you actually can't connect with that memory anymore.
Yes. Well, it's almost like performance anxiety. And I know I need to be there. I've got to do this. I've got to do that.
And then two people on the radio are just telling you off because you forgot something.
And outing them.
And outing you. But really, your wife already outed you on the articles.
In this article, exactly.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell. On Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or any time up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready. Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of school holiday fun for little ones with stacks of interactive play zones. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. And enter the Little Amigos School Holiday Colouring Competition to win great prizes. September 28 to October 13. Come for a play or book a party at station-sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe. Carlingford Court and Penrith Westfield. Or littleamigos.com.
Mossman, an earlier breakdown has cleared, leaving southbound delays on Spit Road approaching Military Road. We have queues stacked up over the Spit Bridge over to the M5 motorway through Moorbank. Truck breakdown westbound passing Heathcote Road. It's off in that shoulder lane. Fairfield, a crash reported eastbound Smithfield Road just approaching the Cumberland Highway. Alexandria, we've got a crash on Henderson Road. It's at the corner of Mitchell Road. I'm Monique Pavino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope
1832. Hope 1832.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh. They say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
I want to spend my money where the days are sunny and bright. I want to find some people who don't mind no sleeping, cause I'll be up tonight. I want to live and let love fly with the birds in the sky. And I know that you ain't disagreeing, yeah. So come on, I just want to be free, yeah. So let's not hesitate a moment longer. Open up your heart with me. Let it float and just keep singing. I'm just looking for a good time. Wanna take another man in holiday. Margaritas on the coastline. At a beach that feels so far away. But I'm really just a punchline. Cause I already have an amazing view. Always looking for a good time. But my best time is always with you. I plant flowers in the city cause I want it looking pretty somehow. I'm gonna chase that feeling where I'm higher than the ceiling and my head's up in the clouds. I'm sick of high rise living and bad vibes bringing it down. Yeah, and I know that you ain't disagreeing. So come on, take a chance to be free. Time. Wanna take a never-ending holiday. Margaritas on the coastline. At a beach that feels so far away. But I'm really just a punchline. Cause I already have an amazing view. Always looking for a good time. But my best time is always with you. I just wanna have a good time. Have a good time. Have a good, good time. With you. Hesitate a moment longer. Open up your heart with me. Let it float and just keep singing.
Shepherd here on Hope Breaky with a news update. It is 8:30. Jefferson Shaw, good morning.
Good morning, Danabelle. Good morning, Brendan. More than 1,000 Qantas engineers have walked off the job as strike action over pay escalates. The union representing the workers is pushing for a year-on-year 5% pay increase and asking for 15% in the first year. The T3 Bankstown line will be closed from today to make way for the new metro service. The Transport Minister says commuters should be prepared for changes. Travel times could double in some instances. A man has been stabbed in the shoulder in a random attack in Sydney CBD. The 22-year-old was walking near the Chinatown light rail station at Haymarket when he was attacked by an unknown man. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. New South Wales Police will no longer be able to use encrypted messaging apps or social media on work-issued devices. Commissioner Karen Webb is adopting the ban, which is a recommendation from the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission. Some private school parents are being forced to pay up to $10,000 to remove their students who have been victims of bullying. The Herald reports parents are also signing non-disclosure agreements to protect the reputation of some institutions. Overseas, Israel is targeting the Houthi regime in Yemen, launching airstrikes on power plants and facilities in the country. Meanwhile, Hezbollah has confirmed the second death of one of its leaders in Lebanon. And at least 148 people have died in Nepal, where mass flooding has triggered landslides near the capital, Kathmandu. More than 100 people have been injured and around 50 are still missing. Brendan and Danny Bell, I'll be back with more news at 9 o'clock.
Thank you, Jefferson. And up next, scientists have done a bit of a discovery when it comes to cheese after finding a 3,500-year-old cheese and doing some DNA tests on it.
Wait, did they eat it?
3,500 years.
That's wild.
That is a lot.
That's like blue cheese on a whole nother level.
That's an age. That's just blue.
There wouldn't be much left. All the beans, it's just blue. There's actually no cheese.
Not much left after that period of time, but we'll tell you all about this particular piece of cheese next.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly four decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
I love new socks. I love the feeling of a new pair, fresh, fluffy, clean, and no holes in them. There's nothing like a fresh start, whether it's new socks, a new job, a new house. But is it possible to have a fresh start in the biggest thing of all, a new life? We look back on our life and, well, it's not quite as fresh and fluffy as it once was. There are more than a few holes here and there. A new pair of socks is one thing, but a new life? This is the wonderful news of Jesus. He offers us a new life, a fresh start. Everything in the past that's messy and damaged is washed away. So don't settle for just a new pair of socks. Reach out to Jesus for the new life he offers. This is Andrew Laird with God in 60 Seconds. For more space to think and talk about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Lately it feels like I'm treading water. I can seem to ever get ahead. Lately it feels like I'm going under. I can't help but feeling overwhelmed. But even when the wind blows on every side, I know there's a sun behind the darkest skies. I can feel your hand already holding mine. It's just a matter of time. It's still my heart, it's still my soul. I need to take some time to catch my breath. I give up. I'm ready.
D here in Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
You and I are big fans of cheese.
Love the cheese.
Give us a nice piece of cheddar, nice camembert, brie.
Double, triple brie.
Or smoked cheddar. Takes it to another level.
Love a blue cheese. With some quince.
Quince stop. But would you try a 3,600-year-old cheese?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, because there's one available. Scientists have pulled it apart and checked the DNA of a 3,600-year-old cheese, the oldest in archaeology. It was found in the Taklamakan Desert.
Where?
Yeah, that desert. The Taklamakan Desert.
Okay.
Now, the analysis reveals that people who made cheese used microbes to enhance the food.
Mm-hmm.
So in those days, they were well ahead in science, or what we thought that they were in science, in creating cheese. Now, this cheese sample contained species similar to modern kefir grains.
Okay.
Yep. So it gives insight into ancient dairy practices.
Yo.
Is this not ridiculous? Okay. The fact that the cheese lasted 3,500 years is just incredible feat in and of itself.
So that's in China, right? So in China, this is actually, because it says that the chunks of cheese were found alongside ancient mummies in China.
Yep. You were buried with great things. Imagine. What do you want to be taken with you? I'll just have a couple of blocks of cheese, thanks.
No, this is what they were doing when they died.
Oh.
They were having cheese night.
With your diamonds, you're buried with a cheese platter.
Cheese platter. Cheese platter and some games?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Stop.
Stop it. Stop. What would you like to line your coffin? We're just doing your wheel. I'd like satine. I would like some cheddar.
Some camembert.
Some camembert. Yeah, those who are
a cracker
buried with camembert, their body lasts longer.
3,600 years.
I hope no one tasted it.
Surely not.
3,500 years. Like, that's wild in and of itself, but yet next to a corpse that, you know. Wouldn't look the same.
But it's a mummy. Like, they're you know.
Oh, it's a mummy, so that makes it all right.
Well,
the mummy's wrapped in cloth.
They're wrapped properly.
No.
No, but here's the thing. If you were to try it, fam, it wouldn't give you, like, a slice of it. It would be, like, the tiniest piece. Because they're chunks of cheese. It's not like a wheel of cheese was found. That's what's funny.
Just break through the wax. Oh, there's some truth.
I thought it was actually a wheel of cheese. Danny Bell. It was literally... It's literally chunks, like tiny chunks of cheese.
I want to know what is in this cheese to make it last so long.
Like termites.
Are you telling me that they had preservatives back then?
Yes.
Like, we've got a preservative problem now.
Oh, it would be so salty.
And we're trying to go back to organic and real. And you're telling me that all along, 3,500 years
ago. Can you imagine if this cheese holds pieces of things that can, like, help us in our health?
Yes. We'll slow down the aging process because of cheese that was found next to a mummy.
Don't start that conversation.
Well, people spend thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to look young.
Just take a piece of 3,600-year-old cheese.
Yeah, that's right.
And then bing.
Right, the next red carpet.
Well, your wrinkles
gone. Incredible. Well, I've got this new procedure. It's called cheddar. 3,500-year-old cheddar, and it's taken 15 years off my life. Look at me. Fresh.
No, I can't. I actually can't.
You can't. It's just blown.
If someone offered it to you.
Yeah.
Would you take a try?
No. Look, I love cheese, but I don't love it that much. We are messengers here on Hope Breaky with normally aged cheese.
Got a lot in my past. Got a lot on my mind. There's a lot of things I want back. There's a lot of me I don't like. But I could, just as I am to you. And I know just what you're gonna do. When I need grace, you give it.
You never push me away. When all my bridges have been burned, you make another way. When everyone is leaving, I can see that you're the one who sticks around. Everything I'm needing, I can see it. You're still the one who's reaching out when I need grace. Your love is not afraid to run. You don't hold back, you don't hold back. Not ashamed of the things I've done. You don't hold back, you don't hold back. Your love is not afraid to run. You don't hold back, you don't hold back. Not ashamed of the things I've done. I need grace.
Yeah.
When I need grace.
We are Messages here on Hope Brekkie with Brendan, Danny Bell, and your favourite, Ben McKagan. Are you all right?
That was terrible. I took in too
one
much
one more time.
Air.
Ready?
It's all right. You don't have to back
no,
up.
This is our show. Shush. And I've got to breathe first.
With your favourite, Ben McKagan.
Oh, so much better.
One more time with gusto.
No.
No, don't.
Ben McKagan. Ben McKagan.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, okay.
Let's do it in a round.
This is very helpful for people who struggle to pronounce the surname McKechin, so I appreciate that. Thank you sending clarity out there.
McKechin.
Yeah, it's all over the place, that one. McKechin. Fair enough. Like, I just accept whatever people describe it as. I'm like, sure, that's close enough. That'll do you.
I just went with Ben.
Appreciate it. Yep. Danny Bell, how are you feeling after, you know, Saturday?
Oh, he went there.
What happened on Saturday?
I can imagine why you're saying that.
I am really sad about it, but
as a long-term fan,
excuse you. Listen, I've lived in Sydney my whole life since I was one and a half. Not my whole life, but and I've I'm going for Sydney. I've only just like invested in my fandom. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, hang on.
We should move on. It's still a sore point. Come on.
Shout out to all those who are hurting like me today. But we asked the people about on a poll. So yes. What's worse, actually? Forgetting the wedding ceremony time or forgetting your wedding anniversary?
It's got to be the first one, doesn't it? Because that's the kickoff for the whole thing. So, like, there wouldn't even be an anniversary if you didn't show up on time on the day to get married.
That's a very good point.
You're not getting off to a very good start.
Yeah. It's a really poor start. So this happened for real?
Yeah, like, for real. And people in the comments were like, that's a red flag. Like, come on. And others are like, yeah, mine asked for me to send a drop pin of where the location is.
Pardon now?
Yeah.
Confirm the location.
Can you just confirm for me?
No, but it wasn't just confirm. It was, hey, where is the ceremony? Dude,
We looked at so many in the prep. I've forgotten which one we picked.
So
this is dudes doing this. This isn't the bride. This is the groom. This is all about the groom, right? Not showing
it's
up.
The groom,
wow, mate.
Yeah.
This is letting the blokes down. Like, this is letting everybody down. So, did anyone vote for anniversary? Like, it's not cool to forget your anniversary or any significant anniversary. But this one,
everybody said the
guy. Like, it's all about that bloke. I mean, yeah. I'd love to hear his justification. Like, he has a legit reason. Got stuck in. He forgot, didn't he? I was going to say he got stuck in traffic. I'm trying to help the guy out.
Maybe it's just a panic. It was the pressure.
There you go.
It was all too much, and he was like, I don't even know what's happening, and he just picked up his phone without even thinking. And his, you know, his mates are like, bro.
You also could have just asked her to just talk to us
instead of
texting her and freaking her out.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, he texted her. That was the text. It was, what time is the ceremony? Literally, that is the text message.
Sorry. I'm sure I'm laughing at somebody in that situation. Just a mess.
Or the rest of the story is that all these camera crew jumped out around the bride, went, gotcha, and we filmed it all on camera. It was a great
absolutely
prank.
Absolutely not. That is not a prank. Firstly,
that's not funny.
I need to talk to the groom. We'll find out whether it happened or not.
Oh, no.
Oh my goodness.
No, let's not. It's fine.
Look, just trying to help a brother out.
So for anybody who is on their way to getting married, make sure you understand what time it is and where it's at. Bride and groom. Everybody. Just everybody who needs to be there.
Just a simple notification in your phone.
Yes.
Be there. Yep. If your wedding's at 2, men, let's be there at 1:15 or 1, and aim for that, and you get there at 1:30.
Mate, be there from the day before, just so you don't miss it.
We're sleeping over. Okay, you're sleeping in the church?
Where are we sleeping? The chapel.
The chapel. Okay. Or just get an Airbnb across the... Okay, anyway.
Across the road.
There's so many ways, but anyway, would you eat cheese that's 3,600 years old?
Is it good cheese?
Well, we don't know. We haven't eaten it.
Well, that's... It depends if you, you know, fall over when you just.
I can see you
it.
As a connoisseur of 3,000-year-old cheese, Brendan.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Look at
him. He's 100%
person. He reeks of old cheese, this guy.
He brings it to the games night and goes, guys, I found 3,600-year-old cheese.
You have your carrot sticks.
And you guys got the home brand crackers to put the 3,000-year-old cheese on?
Absolutely the person that does that. And you're like, try it. And all of us fall over because we just can't.
And then be like, mummy gave it to me. But not literally.
He doesn't get
mother.
The joke.
Well, it was found.
There was a
the
joke about
found
that?
With mummies that died.
You know, oh, nice one. I see what you did there. I thought you were still calling your mum mummy and we were going to have a whole other conversation about that. Would I eat the cheese? If you were serving me up 3,000-year-old cheese, yes, I would. Wouldn't you eat cheese at 3,000 years? Cheese just gets better most of it over time.
I like blue cheese, but not 3,600. Anyway, Ben... What's happening after
Well, speaking of food, Hope Morning's impact this week, going to be encouraging everybody. We try to do small things that make a big difference, and Hope Morning's impact this week, encouraging everybody to use your leftovers and like turn them into something else. So school holiday time, maybe you might want to just whack that into a toasted sandwich or something like that. Rather than waste food, rather than just chuck stuff out, is there stuff in your fridge right now that you can actually reuse? Maybe whack it on some Weet-Bix. That's not going to work, Danny Bell.
I
don't know where I'm going with that, Brendan.
20 Weet-Bix bowl when I walk into the kitchen.
I have
like,
7 Weet-Bix. But the point of the story
17.
Is use your leftovers well. Hope Morning's impact. We'll talk more about that after 9.
Okay, and he has sultanas on them too.
Oh, stop.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight. It's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
Hi. Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
Kimballer crash northbound on Ryde Road off-ramp through to the Pacific Highway. Crews on site, Strathfield Centenary Drive, bumper-to-bumper northbound from the Hume Highway as you approach Arthur Street. Not too bad once you hit Parramatta Road as you approach Liberty Grove, Homebush Bay Drive towards the Ryde Bridge. Silverwater Road is slowing southbound through Ermington towards Silverwater Bridge, and Parramatta Road is building both ways, Clyde into Auburn. I'm Monique Pavino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2, out and about with you, wherever you are.
somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
Mouth, what a song.
Shrek, just every time
here on Hope Breaky.
Yeah, Shrek, there's another one in the works. Another Shrek.
Is that number three?
Number five.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Clearly, I'm very delayed. But anywho.
And clearly excited.
What a Monday, fam. It's the start of the holidays. It's Orange Shirt Day. It's just, you know, be good to your neighbor day. Why not?
It's all the days. But, hey, tomorrow is the 1st of October.
Oh, my gosh.
Excuse me. Can Last we just take quarter. A moment to just, right?
Can we just
the
pause?
Rundown to 2025.
It's the rundown to Christmas.
Oh, that as well. Oh, yep. Goodness. A whole lot of things happening tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss it. We're back from 6.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us today.
Love ya.
Bye.
Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. On his life.
hard to patrol, cause they're taking too much hits, they go blow by blow. Now light a match, stand back, watch him explode. She's got a lion in her heart, a fire in her soul. He's got a beast in his belly that's so hard to control, cause they're taking too much hits, they go blow by blow. Now light a match, stand back, watch him explode. Struggling to make things right, that's how a superhero learns to fly.
Hope 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. A major Sydney train line has been shut down for at least a year to make way for the metro. Rhiannon Solomon-Marin reports.
The final T3 service between Sydenham and Bankstown has run along the almost 130-year-old corridor. Now at least 12 months of upgrade work begins. Bright pink buses will replace trains during that time, running every 2 to 4 minutes. They're free for commuters, but Transport Minister Jo Haylen admits it will be a slower journey.
This will take people longer and there will be queues to get on these buses.
Passengers are being urged to plan ahead.
Qantas engineers are resuming work after strike action around the country. The union is fighting for a 35% pay rise over 4 years. Jack Hahn reports there have been some cancellations.
The flight to Sawaga has been scratched from the schedule. It says it's been cancelled due to engineering requirements. The flight to Melbourne's also been cancelled, and then a few delays. The service up to Darwin's delayed by 20 minutes.
Parents pulling their children out of private schools due to bullying are being forced to pay up to $10,000 to do so. Dusty Fitzpatrick explains.
SMH The Age reports some schools also make parents sign non-disclosure agreements to protect their reputation. The decision to remove a child from school can be difficult for families as they weigh up both the emotional and financial cost. Experts say schools need to be more flexible when it comes to withdrawal fees, as the lasting effects on children can be immense. The Association for Independent Schools says many institutions consider a family's decision on a case-by-case basis.
A man has been stabbed in the shoulder in a random attack in Sydney CBD. The 22-year-old was walking near the Chinatown light rail station at Haymarket when he was attacked by an unknown man. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Detective Acting Inspector Chris Fisher says anyone who might have been able to identify the attacker is being urged to get in contact.
The male has obviously got images off the POI and the person we're wanting to identify. You can also